Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Noach, Tafshin Pei Beis, our lunch by the Nishmas. My wife's grandfather's Zorta was today, Rav Moshe Chaim and Avram Abbot. We made Tzil Shifra and Och Chaisel, the Nishmas, Rechal Purpose of Moshe, and for Moshe Chai ben Yedidya, Refush the Neshuas, Refush Lima for Baruch ben Miriam, Besosh Chaisel. First idea comes to us from the Ach Pritvua, Rabbi Hirsch of Lisk, the Liskarov, the prime Rebbe of Rab Shaila of Karastir, Zchus Yogan Alenu, Paragvav, Pasig Yerav. And the land got so disgusting and so destroyed, and says the pasuk, it was filled with chamas. What does chamas refer to? Says Rashi, chamas refers to gezel. Says the Ach Pritvua, what's this lashon of lifnei ha'alokim? Well, lifnei ha'alokim seems to be very verbose, very extraneous. What's going on over here? Says the Ach Pritvua, no. The whole point of this door of Noach wasn't that they just wanted to sin. It was lahachis. It was like we say in halacha. There's a mumar lahachis, someone who did it on purpose. And the Torah specifically specifies lifnei ha'olokim because they knew it was wrong to steal. They knew it was wrong to steal wives. They knew it was wrong to steal property. But they did it lahachis just to anger their bonus shom lifnei ha'olokim dafka. They knew it was wrong. Says the Lisk Rav, Rav Si Hirsch of Lisk, the Ach Pritvua, the Dafka, did a Dafka lefnei alokim. Don't think that they were onus. The Dafka and Mamish did it, just lahachis. Ah, so what's the idea for us? Right, Chazal tell us, the Mida Tuba Rumuruba. Just like we have something negative, but when it comes to the flip side, we can learn the positive. Rav Kluger always says, anything we have to do, we do in our lives, is to bring Kavod Shemaim. It's to bring Kavod Shemaim, like the Baal Shem Tov says, Hashem Yimalei Kol Mishal Asecha. We say this in Asher every day at the end of davening, in Lamasech, the 20th chapter of Tehillim. Hashem Yimalei Kol Mishal Asecha, that Hashem should fulfill all our requests, says the Baal Shem Tov, no. That Kol Mishal Asecha, that all our requests should be that Hashem Yimalei, that Hashem's name should be filled, that it should be Yudkei Vavkei, not just Yudkei, but it should be Yudkei Vavkei. That everything we do, it should be the opposite of the generation of Noach, right? They were rak lahachis. Our job, what's the opposite of lahachis? To bring kavod shemaim, is to bring kavod shemaim to the Rebonishom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be filled, that the whole world should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What an incredible idea of the Ach Pritvua from Rav Kluger and the Baal Shem Tov. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us with the Sfasemis, same pasuk, HaTishachai Saratz Lefnei Alokim HaTimil Aratz Chamas. Rashi says Gezel. The next Rashi in Yud Beis, Kihishat Kol Basar as Darkar Al Aretz. Rashi says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Ches 108, Lo nechtem gzardim ela gezel. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to bring the marble when they started stealing. Nu, says the Sasemis. I couldn't find the Sasemis inside. But the Sasemis says, what's so bad about stealing? Killing, I understand. Big three. Stealing? What's going on over here? Says the Sasemis. You want to know why stealing is so bad? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you life. And you use that life now and you spit it back. And not only do you not use it, but you use it for negative. You don't understand what it means to be in this world. Says the Sfasemis, the second Ger Rebbe, the grandson of the Chiddush Harim, Be'etzem harei kol averi bilchinas gevel. Every avera, every sin is really stealing. Shari ha'kol hu mimenu yisparach. Everything, all of our oxygen comes from Hashem. K'sha'adam eino makir zot eincha gezel godim yizah. When a person doesn't recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when a person sins, it's like you're using the credit card that our parent gives you, and you're using it to damage your parent. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the credit card of life. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the debit card, and we're using it to sin. That's exactly. It doesn't just mean stealing. It means they were using the life itself. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't get it. And this is actually an idea that the Sfasemis actually flushes out Parshas Noso. He said from the Chiddushim, from his grandfather. And why is it that the mitzvah of vidui in Parshas Noso we learn the mitzvah of vidui by gzela? Why says the Sfasemis in the year Tuf Resh Lamed Aleph? Page 50 in my Sfasemis, mitzvah tshuva hizvadu begzela ki kol avera bechal gezel. Every avera is stealing. Sheshi mi shemachzu kol avera l'Hashem yizbach shuva bechay ha'kovu hu mabaylam shakon avera mi shiyadi hazeh eino cheta bevadei. Someone realizes that their whole life is a gift from Hashem. They're never going to come to sin because at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the debit card, the credit card, and we're going to use it to sin chas v'shalom. No, our job is to be able to use life for chiyus to be covered shemayim. Says the Sfasemis, when the Gemara says, Lo nechtem gezardino ela gezel, it doesn't just refer to stealing. It means that they didn't realize the purpose of life itself. To be makir the Ribono Shel Olam, to spread Kadosh Baruch Hu's name out. I love that idea from the Sfasemis here in Parshas Noach, and then he says it again in Parshas Noso from the Chiddush Harim. I guess it runs in the family in Parshas Noso. An incredible idea from the Sfasemis and Chiddush Harim. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from Rabbi Asher of Stolin, the Stolin Rebbe. First pasuk in Shlishi, Vayhi Hamabla Arim Yom Al Haaretz. It was 40 days on the land. Vayirbu Hamav Yisus Teva Vatara Me'al Haaretz. And what happened was the Teva was lifted. Vatara Me'al Haaretz was lifted above the land. What's the deeper idea here? Said Rav Yosef Stolen, Vatara Me'al Haaretz, that it was lifted above the land. Noach Bisidkaso Higbia the Harem Zateva Me'aretzios. Noach in his righteousness. Noach in his Davin. Noach Chazal say he learned Torah. Noach in his righteousness, in his Sidkus, he was able to lift up the Teva from this physical world. And that's exactly Vatar Me'al Ha'aretz. He's able to lift up the world. He was able to lift up the Teva from Me'al Ha'aretz. And if there is anything greater in the Jewish life, or we're so involved in the physical world, to be able to make sure to find the spirituality. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, this is not a Chassidus idea, this is a Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Laman Alf. How does a Jew serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu? How does a Jew serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu 24-7? They're your Achila and your Shtia and your Alicha, your Shiva. Everything was Yud-Heh. Everything is with the Kaddish Baruch Hu having in mind Hashem Shemayim. The Shulchan Aruch gets this from the Rambam, or who gets this from the Gemara? Behold, Derech Chachat Ayeus, Bracha Samach Beis, I believe. To know Kaddish Baruch Hu in all our ways. Rav Shechter likes quoting the Chovas HaLevavos. The Sevi Sohu of Veshorah Shavoda, he says, he quotes the Chovas HaLevavos. He says, there are really not three categories of human activities. Rav Shechter quotes this in the Agoda, page 221. There are not three categories of human activities. Obligatory mitzvahs, prohibited avers, and the middle category Dvarshus. There are two categories. The category that's going to help you, that's obligatory. This food's going to help you, then it's chayev. And something that's going to hurt you, it's prohibited. At the end of the day, our job is to find those things in our life and to bring them up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as Rav Judah Rara writes in from the Rebbe Bezusha in the fifth chapter, right? In the fourth chapter of Tshuva, right? Rebbe Bezusha said the five-step process of Tshuva. The base says is finding the meaning, finding the Yiddishkeit. Find the purpose in the physical. Find the spiritual in the physical. And that's exactly this vort, Atah Me'al Haaretz, that said Rabbi Asher of Stol. He was able to lift up the Teva from the physical world. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Gemara Brachas, and Rosh Hashanah quoting the Chovas HaLevavos quoted by the Yisod V'Shar Shavoda. Moving on to idea number 4. Idea number 4 comes from the great Mashkiach Rav Yerucham Levavos Das Tor. We haven't quoted the Das Tor in a long time. Tes Chaf. So after the Mabul, after everything, Yachal Noach Yish Adama V'Yitol Karim. Noach was an Isha Adama, and he planted a vineyard. So Rashi says at the end of the day, Vayichal Asa Atzma Chulin Shayelo Lasak Tchila Benetzi Archers. What he should have done, he should have planted something else. What happened? First, the pasuk calls Noach an Ish Tzadik early in the parsha. Now he's an Isha Adama. What happened? The first thing he planted after the flood was a vineyard, but he should have planted other things. Says Yevi Rucham on this Rashi, an incredible lesson for us. I'm going to read it from the growth of Ruplar from Rabbi Pliskin. Rabbi Ruchim Lavavitz commented, it was definitely proper for Noah to plant a vineyard. Grapes which produce wine are necessary and have positive uses. But the fact that from all the things he had to plant, Noah chose grapes to start with shows us his essence. This lowered his previous level. By what you choose first, you illustrate whether your focus is on spirituality or materialism. This is exactly what Ruchim says, that what he chose first, it wasn't bad grapes and harem. You can use it for Kiddush, Gevalt. Use it for Purim, Gevaltik. You can make someone happy. At the end of the day, what he chose first, like Rabbi Maskel said in a great article, talking about Rashis, the Rashis, the Indian, doesn't mean just something comes first. Rashis shows priorities, right? This Shabbos, Moses Shabbos, I believe is the Ish Kodesh is Yortzai, Dal Cheshon. So he has a whole Torah on Derech HaMelech, on the Rashis, but what's the Indian of Rashis to be first? Rashis doesn't mean first, it means what comes in your priorities. What comes first, where the Torah is erasious, the Klai Sol is erasious, the Rabbanu Shlom's eyes. Everything is, when it comes first, that shows your importance to you. At the end of the day, what we do, when we make priorities, that's what shows the importance, the chashivas to us. We have to make sure, coming out of Yontif, we make sure that we're emistic in our Avodas Hashem, right? Rav Weinberger always quotes from the Alexander Rebbe, that Elul Tishrei Marcheshon, emes. It's very good to be good. Very good. Easier to be good Jew in Elul Tishrei for sure. You're busy. What about Mar Cheshvan? What about this week? You're not so busy. Time to put the thoughts into action. Time to make sure that our priorities we talked about in Elul Tishrei. We put them into action. We make those things priority first. What an incredible idea from Yevrucham, the Ish Kodesh, and Rav Weinberger Shlita. We went to D5. D5 comes to us from the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, the Degel Machane Ephraim, Tes Chavav. Right, Noach gives a bracha to Yefes. May Hashem extend Yefes, and may he dwell in the tents of shame. Canaan shall be a slave to them. What is the connection of the beginning of the pasuk? What's the connection? So the pasuk connection is that at the end of the day, that Yafes will come to Shem, and Shem will come from the yeshivas. Beautiful. Says the Degel Machan Ephraim, Ki im yafdal kim yafes. What was the pasuk telling us? Chodesh Baruch Hu is going to give you a beauty. He's going to give you something positive. But what's going to happen? La yishkon ba'olei Shem. But what happens? You don't get begaiva. You get beauty. You don't get begaiva. You get ba'anova. La yishkon. You get shachin. You have the shechina ba'olei Shem, and you stay humble. Then you zochet hashoras hashchina, because we know Kadosh Baruch Hu only dwells on the humble. His dak ves shvaruach, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu gemar brach on gemar and sota says I can't live with the bal gaiva. At the end of the day, says the Dalai Yedagam Achan Ephraim. So crucial to be a yid. Crucial to be a yid means what it means to be a yid. It means to be bal anova. We said last week from the Kedusha Slavi, Moshe kibbutz Torah from Sinai. Moshe accepted the Torah from Sinai. No, he didn't accept the Torah from Hashem. He understood the midah of anova. He understood the midah of anova from Har Sinai. And this is exactly what the pasuk Delgad Machanam is telling us. Yatzel kim liyefas. So Chodesh Baruch is going to give you beauty. You don't become a bal gaiva. Then vayishk bal Hashem. Chodesh Baruch lets you be a good doctor, good lawyer, good whatever. You make sure to stay humble. Then the Shechin is mamish there. What an incredible gift from the Degel Achav. From Kedushas Levi, let's review these five ideas. You start off with the Ach Pritvul, the Lishka Rav, the Rebbe of Reb Shaila, but Kerestir. Tishchai Zeros Lefnei Elokim. What did it say Lefnei Elokim? It's Dafka Lefnei Elokim. They Dafka did Lefnei to be Timim Machas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Midah Tova Maruba Chazal tells that we learn from the negative, positive is even greater. The Rav Kluger says everything we have in life is able to bring Kavod Shemaim, like the Baal Shem Tov tells us. Hashem Yimalei Komesh Al Asecha. Hashem Yimalei Komesh Al Asecha. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill our request, but all our request should be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be filled. Yudkei Vavkei. Incredible gift from the Ach Pritvul. Rav Kluger and the Baal Shem Tov. Secondly, the Salsemis, the Chudish Harim. Really, the Gemara tells us on Sanhedrin, on Kudches, that the Chodesh Baruch Hu was Nechem Gzardin, able to destroy the world because of Gezel. Yes, because every Aveir is really Gezel. When we use the Chodesh Baruch Hu's debit card and credit card for our own self, that's using life itself to go against the Chodesh Baruch Hu, that's what warrants it. That's why we need Vidui by Gzela, the Chudish Harim, the Salsemis writes, and I know so, because exactly, you need Vidui by Gzela, because at the end of the day, every sin is really Gezel, stealing life itself. Sasemis Chedush Shemuman Tadim number 3, Rav Yashiv Stolen, Ajvatal, Atar Me'al Ha'aretz, he's able to lift up the, no, he's able to lift up the Teva from above the land, says Rav Yashiv Stolen, because he know his Sikkis, and he's able to Maktish through his Midos, through his Torah, through his Tefillah, he's able to Maktish from the Artsis, from the world. And this is what Rav Zusha was talking about in Bechot Erechad Eyo, look at Rav Judah's Sefer in Baderech, big plug for that incredible Sefer, Shachanar, Cheshlam Anaf, Achila, Yeshiva, Shtia, everything's really like Yudha Yudha, and there's the Rambam, Bechoter Chadeo, Rav Shecht writes in the end of the Gadol from the Chos HaLevavos. There's no three categories. If it helps you, it's a mitzvah. If it doesn't help you, it's an aveir, to be able to make sure we always, to be able to find the spark, the holy spark in everything that we do. The fourth idea, we said from Viruchim Lavovitz, why is the first that called him Ish Tzadik at the beginning of the parsha, now calls him Ish Adama? So Rashi says that he planted a vineyard, he should have planted other things. But Viruchim says it to Stelman Sapsever. Yeah, it was okay, he did the grapes, but it was because it was the first thing. And when the first thing chose that was your priority. Yeah, and this is exactly what the Derech HaMelech, with the Ish Kodesh, whose yard says is Bismotu Shabbos. He tells us, but Rashi doesn't just mean the first. It means the priority. It means what's important to you. What you do first. What's on your mind? That's what's your priorities. And make sure our priorities, like Ravimberger said, Emes from the Alexander Rebbe, Elul Tishrei Marcheshvan. It's very good to have good priorities in Elul Tishrei, but what about Marcheshvan now? Now it's time for action. Now it's time to put into action. Finally, the Degel Machan Ephraim tells us, Yatzel Lekim Liyefes, V'yishkem Al Hashem. Yeah, Chodesh Baruch Hu give you beauty. But what happens? Vayishkem al Hashem to stay humble, and when you stay humble, you stay by Nivas, and the Rabbanu Shem must be able to bring you Hishchina and dwell you. And that's what the Jews live. Is this Moshe kibbutz Torah from Sinai? Moshe kept the Torah from Sinai. He didn't get the Torah from Hashem, but he understood the midah of Anava. He understood that to be a Torah Jew, to be a Jewish person in this world means to be a Baal Anava. Not to feel bad about yourself, to feel good about yourself, to know everything you have comes from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And to be able to redirect any compliment you have, oh, Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu bless me. That, and to realize that everything you have comes from Baruch Hashem. Shvizoch be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Siyat Neshmaya. To always bring Kavod Shemayim to Hashem, to use our lives to be able to bring Chiyas, to bring Kavod Shemayim to Hashem, to understand, to be able to match everything we do in our life, to find the Holy Spark in everything that we do, to understand, at the end of the day, priorities, making sure we make our priorities strong, and be able to be strong in the midah of Anava. Shvizoch.